This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All righty, crossover time. Yeah. That means Willard and Dibs in the house along with Steiny and Guru. What's up, gentlemen? How are you today?
I gave you guys some love,
hello,
man.
Hello.
Major love.
I appreciate it. What we get?
We were just talking about the state of the Bay Area media.
I love that question.
You know, are we soft or hard or...
Oh, God. Soft.
Yeah, but...
I heard Randy Cross and he's like, yeah, there was two or three jerks.
We thought it was four or five.
And there are two or three now, too. And I immediately had two or three names pop up, which was pretty
not the major guys weekly,
right?
You're weekly anyway, with Steve Kerr.
Same family.
You guys are like pit bulls. I appreciate trying to pry and get the answer and double back to get the answer. Because as a fan, and that's what I am when I listen to you guys, I'm like, you know going in, you're pretty much not going to get the answer. But I just want the guys and gals to one, ask it and double back.
Well,
and I feel like you guys do that with the best of them, trying to get it out of curve.
Not saying anybody's got it dialed or right or whatever. What I go for, at least, what I think we try for, because when we get compared to, I heard what you guys were doing, you compared to Philadelphia,
sure,
for example.
Oh, man.
I don't want to be Philadelphia. I'm not saying that's right either. Yes, ask the questions that the viewer or the listener or the fans want. That's our job. But I don't think... there's a very fine line there of like, now we're attacking, we're personal.
Right,
I don't
right.
look at the job of a media member as I'm here to like hold your feet to the fire and hold you accountable. It's no, just relax. Just ask the questions. But I don't, so like somewhere in between, which is where most answers lie, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in, that, for me,
yeah.
that's what I go for, at least.
And it's just about how you ask, I think, more than anything. And this is where you've always been really good as an interviewer, because you'll ask the question, Steiny, and you won't really color it as aggressive or negative or positive or glowing. It's just a question. And I've found that the quicker you just get to the question, the better the question is, and the more likely you're going to get a good answer. As opposed to a 45-second grandstand followed by like a what do you think or do I have it right?
Yeah,
or,
that's why we played the Jerry sound, Dibs, and he's the GM. Randy said, go get Home Depot 200 mirrors and look
it.
At yourself.
Loved it.
But he's embarrassed, he's hurt, and you're the maestro. You've messed up. You didn't add. So to get mad at two radio hosts asking you a question about you not adding the offseason, I think he made Sunday's embarrassing score that not even be the lead. Now it's embarrassing because you are going off and mad at the world.
And equally embarrassing for me, and even more embarrassing, is Nick Sirianni trotting his kids up there as what are those things when you human shields?
Shields?
Thank you, human shields.
I knew exactly where I was going.
Honestly, did you hear Sirianni? Did you hear his?
I heard the apology. We read the apology later in the day. I didn't hear his explanation about...
Do you want to hear it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Nick Sirianni.
Do you think it is appropriate to have children at a post-game press conference with you right there?
There are limited opportunities to be able to, be able to share these... I love my family with everything I have. And, mm-hmm. And I want them to love this game the way I love this game because of what this game has done for me. That was my only intention. Just like my intention is, like, my kids get to go play catch on the field after we win. And my only intention is after a win, being able to, my kids love going up with that press conference with me. And my only intention is to share a moment, after that.
Share a moment, Willard Dibbs. I mean,
how many times has he brought his kids up onto the podium? That would be my follow-up, right. And we're big on follow-up questions. Now, if the answer is 23, okay, maybe he just loves to do that. Like Draymond Green, he has his kid up there all the time.
It's beautiful.
Through thick and thin.
Curry, too.
Exactly. She would be under the table and the whole thing. If this is the first time that Nick Sirianni brought his kids up onto the dais, then he's a phony.
Willard, before you go,
yeah,
as a good dad, because we all are, or I try to be, you should have known when you did the gestures to the crowd, something had started and you participated in it. So as a dad, that should have been the presser. The kids didn't accompany you so people wouldn't say you were running from the smoke.
Well, this didn't just start in that game. You know, Nick Sirianni is well aware that he gets talked about on Philly Sports Radio every single week right now. People are mad. People are uncomfortable. They don't like the way this looks. They don't like the way he looks, the way he kind of carries on the sideline. It's bothering people right now.
Mm.
And especially in a city like Philadelphia, yeah, you're definitely aware that you're going to answer to this. And so in a game that even though you won, you're getting booed, you're getting into a confrontation with fans. The timing, as Dibbs puts out, is not great. I have a different follow-up, though. My follow-up would have been, so Nick, what you're telling us is you want to turn your kids on to the game of football, to the sport, and of all the things that you have access to as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, you think that the way the kids are going to fall in love with the game is to bring him to a press conference? Mm.
He referenced something else, though, too. He said also throwing the ball on the field after a game.
That would have been my question. I'm like
that's cool.
Hey, kids, you've got your run of the link. Right. Where do you want to go? Daddy, bring us to the press conference.
Yeah.
No. Go meet Jalen Hurts. Go say, let A.J. Brown sign your jersey.
Go take a picture with that gigantic Eagle mascot that's undoubtedly flapping around throughout the stadium.
Go get beat up by a fan. Be a real
Uncle Big Dom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go boo Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Talk to Spike Eskin. Are you kidding?
The kids are 7, 5, and 2. Oh. And being a father of a 2-year-old, I can tell you that she's not absorbing any of this.
Man.
When did you fall in love with football? It was a press conference in week 6 when daddy was under fire and I was there for him. I mean,
it was when that smelly man started asking him about the fans.
I got an idea though.
I don't get it.
I got an idea for tomorrow, Dibs.
Talk to me.
Why don't you bring Milo on the show when you bring Greg Cosell on for
that's
this
tomorrow.
Cosell will be Thursday because tomorrow we're live at the Madden.
We got to get into that too. This is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you start?
I don't even like.
How did it come about?
I'm sort of just that's kind of.
I'm just too much.
Yeah, no.
No. There's a former colleague named Stan Bunger, who was the morning anchor on KCBS. Stan wrote a book on John Madden. It's not really on John Madden. It's about mornings with Madden because John Madden would come on every day in the morning and he did it for 30 plus years.
Every day.
Every day?
How much do you think he made for that?
For how long?
I know how much he made for that.
$100 an appearance.
I used to work on the station when I started in the business, 1997. Mm-hmm. I was the production assistant and then I became on the editor's desk and one of the jobs is to call John Madden.
Sure.
So you call him and John.
925.
Hey, John, this is Dan Dibley, KCBS. You ready to go? just give me a minute, and he's in the Madden Cruiser and he's Lord knows where and he would do it with Al Hart, rest in peace, one of the legendary anchors in this country, and then Stan Bunger took the job and he continued that relationship and so Stan has written a book and we are celebrating John's life and the book and we're doing it tomorrow at the Madden compound.
at the compound.
So what's the number?
That's phenomenal.
Like, I'm just
of what he made?
Yeah.
I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to.
Why do you? If you
I don't count other people's pockets.
It's part of my shtick.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't count pockets.
My little shtick.
Yeah,
I do.
It's not a shtick.
Who doesn't?
I'll tell you this, though.
You know what, though? I like Willard's guess of 100 because I'll tell you why.
Oh, my gosh.
Because my first response would be, oh, I'll bet it's more than that. But you know what? Sometimes guys like that, especially back in the day, yeah, just give me 100.
Well, that's
you know,
the thing. It's 30 years ago. Yeah. It's it's every day. So it's not like
for how long?
They're not paying him $1,000 an appearance.
You wouldn't think
usually
so.
Usually 5 to 10 minutes.
He would have quit the Raiders.
And then they do Madden replay later because, you know, they do sports at 15 and 45. And our friend Stephen Langford now does the morning sports.
Okay.
But ever since Stan and Steve Bitker, who was the other legend in mornings here on KCBS, when they both retired, then, you know, John was kind of retiring from the bit anyway. And then he, of course, passed. But it was great, especially with Stan and Al Hart, because neither one of them was really that much of a diehard sports guy. So we would always stray into other things like, you know, turduckens and other lifestyle things. It was just fascinating conversation.
So you'll be around all that, oh my gosh.
I've purposely sort of like held it off over here on the side because A, I don't know what to expect, and B, it's just like,
oh, man.
I don't even know if it really feels real, you know, like that we get to go. It's like, it's his studio.
Man.
It's his studio, right. You know?
Man.
So, and it's going to be cool for me, especially because I coached two of his grandsons at Bishop O'Dowd. I started the boys volleyball program, and Jesse and Aiden Madden, John's grandkids, were at O'Dowd, and
That's crazy.
Both came out and played for me. So I'm hoping one or both.
Tall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Aiden is about 6'4", and Jesse was a quarterback at O'Dowd, about 6'2", 6'3", and just delightful young man.
That's awesome.
They
man.
Might be in college now. Well, they should be in college, so I don't know if I'm going to see him, but I look forward to seeing Mike, John's son, and I believe Debbie, Mike's daughter. Hope I got that right. And so
we got into a fight somewhere, and we said you can't tell the story of, was it Major League Baseball, the NBA, with said player. But I'll say this. I bring that up because you can't tell the story of the NFL without John Madden.
Not even
on
close.
And behind the mic, man.
Yeah.
Boom, bow.
And you can't tell the history of video
the
games
game,
without
right?
John Madden,
God.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to do the Mount Rushmore of all-time video games.
No, Madden, come on now.
You got Pong, for those of you who remember, for those of you who partake.
Atari.
You know how we've done all of our conversations through the years about Steph Curry in terms of like almost like a Q rating. Is he the most beloved? Forget like if it's best or whatever, but like, is he just the most 100% Q rating athlete in the history of the Bay Area? Could you take that to Madden in the NFL? Mike, is he the most popular figure in the history of the league?
Come on, man.
Mike, well,
give me somebody who would battle that.
Well, I'm going to ask you something on the other side. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I think John Madden probably has a place on the all-time NFL Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Just total.
Across all sectors.
Just everything. You know, if you think Al Davis, like Madden, I think is probably in there.
That's incredible. Four. And then the game is like, and Jordan is still with us, the shoes to Michael, you know, that
exactly.
Madden, man.
Exactly.
That came out in 91, Will. Uh-huh. It still go.
That's a great parallel,
man.
The shoes to Michael,
good
the Air Jordan, you know.
That's Air Jordan.
Like the best.
Thank you.
The best out of the league marketing, whatever, project. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
That's dope, man.
There you
that's
go.
A big that's
my
big
guy.
Deal.
Get it in there.
That's my guy.
And you guys will be at Chase too for opening.
Yes. Yes.
Well, they're on the road.
That's a few weeks from now. Right. Yeah, that's a couple weeks away still.
Yeah, my idea was that we would do the show and just stay the night and just be there, live there. Because they have back to back games, and I think we're doing back to back shows down there at Chase Center.
We're gonna headbutt each other, so then we have to go into concussion protocol.
Oh,
they're gonna put a blue tent right over our heads, right in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
We'll just sleep in it. Then we'll do the next show again the next day. I'm in.
All right.
Are you going in a costume? Are you going to dress up as a warrior or whatever?
No.
It's 2 days.
Come on, Dibs.
It's the 2 days before Halloween.
Right.
Which warrior do you want to dress up as?
Mark, I won't be dressing up. Do you know why?
Why?
I'm an adult.
No, that's
here
how
we
works.
Go. Because this,
yes,
yeah,
it's exactly how it works.
And there's no way Willard dresses up. For
oh,
Halloween.
Willard for sure.
No, no, no way he does it.
Yeah,
there's no doubt like, they take it in.
I was Gabe Kapler 2 years ago. And I did a whole show. I did a whole show with readers on. I couldn't even see Dibs. He was a blurry rumor across the room.
Yeah.
And I did a whole show.
Where are you going as this year?
And I haven't decided yet. I like to wait till the last minute.
Who you coming as, Donnie? Radio host?
I would like to go as Dante DiVincenzo. That was my favorite
quality. How would you pull that off?
I don't know.
You'd have to get a slightly orangish, blondish, right. tight wig.
Yep.
And some minor freckling.
And probably an increased attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a much
what
better
was that
three-point
about?
Shot.
What was that?
Well, clearly there's some feelings from New York.
So was he insinuating Brunson's dad got him up out of town? Why did he say you control?
I think it started with his role. Do we all remember Dante was not eligible for postseason awards despite his play because he didn't have enough minutes, even though he was never hurt. Like he had to play more minutes. And Dante was phenomenal last year with the Knicks, but he was kind of like almost a steroided version of Moses Moody is here, where it was always like, why is he not playing even more?
Right.
And so then with all your Villanova buddies, you get traded.
Oh man.
And I think that he's thinking,
wow,
he got held down there.
Wow.
And so that started, he started jawing with the coaches a little bit.
Brunson's dad, though, like,
what I didn't know Dante had that kind of sauce, though. I was like, where was this known. With the Warriors?
Pelican Bay, Denzel.
He got sauce.
Hey, man, yeah. He said what he had to say.
For all the online lip readers, that was the easiest one we've ever seen. I was like, no, they've got it. Hey, you can really see exactly what he's saying.
He's a good player, too.
He's
like,
really
the Warriors
could
have used him.
They're
like,
really
hey,
good. Minnesota's going to be a problem.
I think... they got tougher, Minnesota, with those two guys, as opposed to Karl Anthony Towns.
Now, there were a bunch of trades, and I asked Donnie, would you give two number ones for, I know there's a salary gap, Crosby. Come on, man. Him and Bosa for years.
Oh, you're talking specifically about
the Niners?
Yeah, for the Niners
to add to that D-line, we could
talking,
be in the secondary.
But you're talking about two ones that would likely be 25 or later probably also.
Yeah, and the likelihood you hit and get a max,
I mean, does
a
it,
talent like that.
Yeah, I think.
So you got to be calling,
in a vacuum,
right?
I would. I don't know. I mean.
Or any other position.
Like you said, the salary is an issue. I don't even know what's Max's contract. Yeah.
Well, didn't he got a raise out of nowhere because they had room under the salary cap, I want to say before the start of the year.
Yeah, they have an out after this year and the dead cap's only $10 million.
Oh,
so the contract the contract is somewhat favorable to where you could, although I would
but
imagine
what do you
Max
think
will
of the player?
More.
I think he's a dog.
He's absolutely a dog.
Oh,
but
amazing.
I don't think that, you know, if I'm the Raiders, and it's one thing to like punt on your receiver who's disgruntled.
Right, okay.
It's another thing to punt on your cornerstone player.
And that's why Evan was like, Miles Garrett ain't going nowhere from Cleveland.
It's not that big of a number. Now that we know what edge rushers are making,
he's a bad dude, man.
Like if you picked him up beyond this year, the next 2 years after that, 22 and 18.
Oh, man.
That's a bargain.
Don't take plays off at all.
I'm
98.
I'm with you, Dib. Yeah, I don't think the Raiders are looking to deal Max Crosby.
So if you're a team trying to be good, and I'm just going to assume that all 32 try to be good, although the jury's still out on some, you want a left tackle, a quarterback, and an edge rusher. Those are the big three in football. The Raiders don't have a quarterback. I don't believe they have a real anchor left tackle, but they have an edge. So you don't want to give up your only piece of the three. The Niners have a quarterback. They've got a left tackle. He's getting older, and they've got an edge. So it's why the Niners always can consider themselves to be pretty good. And then you throw in elite Hall of Fame tight end and elite Hall of Fame linebacker and the rest of it, and all of a sudden you're cooking every year.
Dan, it feels like the left tackle, quarterback, and edge rusher are like you want to be solid defensively up the middle in baseball.
It's similar, but I would argue that this is more important than that. You're talking about catcher, shortstop, center fielder.
Yep.
And, you know, you could look at the Giants and say, you have a catcher, good defensively, your shortstop is TBD, and open. Your center fielder is hopefully going to be better when he gets healthy. Yeah. So that's a fair way to look at it. But There's more to it than that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you call me Danny. Yeah, you threw me off
You guys watch, what'd you watch last night? Do you watch the Bills or the baseball?
Oh, the Bills.
Me too.
We had some fantasy.
I had a lot of fantasy action on it. I put some regular action on it, and I was close enough to taste everything and got nothing.
Oh,
it was one of those nights.
Gotcha.
It was one of those nights.
It's like when you go to Costco and the samples, you get up there and it's like, it's going to be 12 more minutes for the flatbread.
Speaking of which, Curry was in a Costco. Did you see that?
Which one?
I want to say Redwood City. They all look exactly the same. But it was
an interior picture. I saw the video.
You saw the video?
They're all actually slightly different in layout. I'll give you my Costco power rankings a little bit later.
If you just have a view, like a camera, I don't know. It looks like Costco in there. I don't know which one, but you want to know. You brought it up twice now, Goo. And you know what I thought of when I saw that? I felt almost not. People are going to get mad if I use that word.
Uh-oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I do not find that to be alluring. If I were Steph, like, I don't want that life where, like, I'm walking down Costco.
Oh, no doubt.
I need underwear. Into a social media video.
Yeah, I got you.
And everywhere I go, there are at least 8 or maybe 80 people just like,
what's starting
at me?
I mean, on Netflix, LeBron talks about, I made a million, but I can't go to the movie. And the way he said it, it hit me to where I felt like, I'm lucky. I'll take the money.
You look at the way the people, it's almost incredible. Like if you're Steph, what do you do in that moment? Because they can't just...
You gotta rent the movie theater when no, like,
you run out of energy. So he has to look off into the distance as if these people who are a foot from him, as if
following them.
Right? Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, but I can imagine.
You just look off into the distance as if you're a dancer picking a spot
in the video.
I'm like, this is just weird.
And did you catch Goo?
I would not follow anybody in a store.
Unless it was a kid hitting a buzzer.
I didn't have a belt on that day because you said something was going on with Goose pants. I had to make sure the jeans didn't fall off. Oh, that's incredible, man.
No, that was just where my brain went. I was like, God, what an awkward
life. I don't know if I want that.
There's a sweet spot for celebrity. And for me, the sweet spot is... you're famous enough to where people will buy you drinks, you'll get free golf, but in general, you're left alone.
Wow, man.
And I think about our good friend Sal Castaneda.
A little too much.
It's close, though.
Yeah.
Like Sal with that big, beautiful head and 30 years in the market, when he walks around, people are like, there's that traffic guy. Or they know him by name.
Wow,
and so
there's that guy.
So he might be a little bit too famous, but... I kind of like we are, you know, where maybe once a week someone will be like, hey, I like the show. It's what? Thank you.
Somebody at the, Eric, if you're listening, met Eric at the Joe Coy show on Saturday night.
Picture.
And he very, very clearly twice wanted me to say hello to you.
Oh, cool.
To you.
Nice.
Dibs, yeah.
I'm
Make
big Eric
sure
guy.
You say hi to Dibs for me. So from Eric, hello, Dibs.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah. I wish I was out at the show and you and I could
it's
have
great show.
Yeah, we could have spent time.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow, today's show, but tomorrow it was a Madden spot. Like, yeah. Seriously.
Does he use profanity?
Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You haven't seen
him?
That's
a yes.
And that's your second or third time going to see him.
Second time. He got drunk. Yeah, one of his things was to like bring people up toward the stage, and then he just takes their drink and then drinks it with them, and then he replenishes it. He's got a guy who just goes and brings, like, if I take one, you're going to get two. So,
right.
But, I mean, he was having so much fun that I think, because like halfway through, I'm like, Joe, I'm like, Joe.
I saw
That's
Eddie
enough.
Griffin get drunk in San Jose at the
Improv. Move on. You know, like, you're going to lose it. And the show, it got loose.
Yeah. He got drunk right really in front loose. Of us. And yeah. Eddie Griffin, I was like, slow down. Even for me.
I'm like, my like, man.
He was, but he still put on a good
it's
show.
A great
but he
show.
Was he had to be lit. It,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your guy was drunk at the Jason Barrett roast until
oh,
I
boy,
shouted
I
him down.
Steiny went up there. Yeah.
Steiny killed that night.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It was like Steiny at a summit, huh?
Yeah.
He was great, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to be there that night. Nope.
I believe his opening line was, none of you people matter. Oh, wait, that was the summit.
Hell with the
oh,
kids.
Totally.
Yeah. What's the focus today, do you guys
Have
think
them
about
fill in the blank you before they go.
You okay. know what? Yeah, like, we will do that, but it's funny. When the bag's on the shoulder,
well, look
just go. Because when you No, here's
Mark?
The thing. Listen to me now. When you start, like, just asking really odd, random, meandering questions.
Wow, Willard knows
you, like,
man.
It sounds like you're just trying to fill for 3 minutes because you don't want to leave until 2:11. That's all. Just, why don't you just look at us and be like,
give me the sentence very soon.
So I can leave.
Will the fantasy story transaction wire come out on your show?
Maybe.
It
That's
needs
up to,
Dibs.
We did it on the air yesterday.
Oh, okay. And all right. I missed
it. It's awkward right. when teammates go at each other. It was almost.
I'm double. We'll tell it on the, okay. on our show. Right. I'm offended by you, Grandy, but I already knew that.
Grandy's a monster.
But I'm offended that the whole room didn't know that
not,
I was on it.
It's not about that.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, but the
I'm
thought,
not feeling appreciated.
No, I really do. Thank you. And I texted you that. Like, thank you for looking out for me. But at the same time, I'm like, that a room full of sports media people were like, we better tell Willard that something bad is about to happen to his team. I was like, you don't think I'm one of those people? You think I'm one of the fantasy people that you need to text?
You were under the weather. Had you just been on the day
I wasn't
off?
Really yeah. under the weather.
Whatever, I'm not putting your business out there.
Yeah, no, the anesthesia had worn off. We were good.
Tell
Steiny
the question so he can go home. I just can't handle the anticipation.
It's not even a question, it's a fill in the blank.
All right.
The Niners are favored this weekend because?
Wow. Boom.
Because they're at home.
Okay.
Because I think the odds makers probably put something into it. Like, the game means more to the Niners.
Okay.
That's about it.
This is the ugly to them. The powers to be 5-0, yeah. And that, like, you know what? You got
to
pay.
I feel like the Chiefs are due to lose a game, and this would be the week.
But I remember the game where McCaffrey first came, one of them, and Kansas City came here in the screenplay. Sure. Andy Reid's so creative, man. Like, that scares me for the Niners.
Oh, we'll
man.
Get into it because I just poured over the New Orleans tape and I got some notes and I'm going to get it out now.
100 yards.
I'm going to get it out before Cosell comes on Thursday.
That's all great. Right. And well, that'll be more, a lot of talk about Rashid Shaheed, I got to believe, if we're talking Saints.
Shaheed had the one catch, but
did he return a punt for a touchdown too, didn't he? Or that was last week?
That was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you guys carry on 95.7, the game.
Thanks, Steiny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.